Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Let's talk with Pat Brady, former chair of the Illinois Republican Party, political strategist himself. And a lot of people have their takeaways from these elections held in New Jersey and Virginia and New York last night. I don't know what you can and can't say. I wonder what it is. I'll tell you what some of the things I'm seeing here. And then, Pat, I want to get your take, too. Manchin says it's about, these are concerns over spending packages, the big spending package that people were weighing in on voting for Republicans. You also see the tougher on crime initiatives that you heard the New York mayor, Eric Adams, say that this is what people turned out for. What do you think? What do you think the messages were when you look at the election results from last night?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, in Virginia, which was the big win for Republicans, the governor and all the House of Delegates and the constitutional offices right down the line, the big issue there was education and whether or not the people should have input in their kids' education. And Terry McAuliffe made a statement that no one should tell the school boards what to teach kids. I mean, no parents should be involved. And that's what it blew up on him. And Andrew Youngkin won pretty handily last night and took the rest of the ticket with him. But if you go up to New Jersey, it was about taxes. And if you go out to New York, and you mentioned the new mayor out there, he was a law and order guy. But if you go even further east of Manhattan, the Republicans cleaned up in Long Island. They won all the way down the island, all the big offices there, the county board seats, or I think it's municipal board, whatever they call it out there. So Republicans had a big night on issues across the board. I'm not sure if what Senator Manchin said is necessarily true on the spending bill. I think people are more paying attention to local issues than they were to national issues, but they are paying attention to a president that has a terribly low approval ratings right now.
I think maybe wishful thinking on his part, because of course he's being tough on the line there and taking a lot of heat from fellow Democrats, but he is, maybe he's done polls, I don't know, that show that more people are on his side than you think when it comes to the core of his voting base. I'm not sure. You're right, though. Education was something that people turned out over, and also the crime initiatives. You saw Eric Adams, who's a former police captain himself, no surprise there, became mayor. But he emerged from a pack of Democrats earlier this year basically saying, we got to take back our city. These are the things I'm going to do, including being tougher on crime. And, you know, it's interesting because you wonder if that is any sort of symbol for the way elections will be run moving forward, or if this is just the way it is in New York. There's also questions there about how far they'll go with it. Will they return to a Giuliani-style thing, or is he going to be a lot more moderate than that? You wonder where voters are when it comes to those issues, and how much to read into that, Pat.
Well, yeah, I think history is a good guide. And the same thing happened in 1993, same kind of elections. These two states always have off-year, weird-year elections. And the same thing happened. It happened again in 2009. In 2009, Bob McDonnell won, the Republican won Virginia by 17 points. Chris Christie won in New Jersey. And then roughly six weeks later, Scott Brown won Teddy Kennedy's old Senate seat in Massachusetts. And it was a red wave that year, even in Illinois. We picked up two constitutional offices, five congressional seats, all kinds of seats in the House and the Senate, and a whole bunch of local seats. So the point is, I think that the Democrats really are, my read on it is, they reach way too far to the left, and the country's not there. And without Donald Trump at the top of the ticket to motivate Democrats to come out and vote against him, Republicans do pretty well on some of these issues like crime and education and taxes. And I think that really directly translates, and particularly crime, to what might happen here in Illinois basically a year from today. Those are going to be the big issues. And I think if I were the governor's team, and they're smart people, I'm sure they've already thought about it. This sets off the alarm bells for him, because Donald Trump lost Illinois by 17 points and lost New Jersey by 16. And Republicans had a great year in New Jersey last night, or great night last night. They also lost a bunch of down ticket races, including some longstanding Democrats. So I think it's a real wake-up call for a lot of people politically.
You mentioned McAuliffe and his stance on education, that parents don't belong part of the process, and that swayed a number of voters. A lot of analysts I've seen today, I was reading through The Hill today, a lot of folks say that one of the things that was not successful was McAuliffe centered his campaign about running against Donald Trump and how we can't, you know, the party can't keep doing that because people want to put food on the table. They want, they're concerned about inflation, groceries and gas and all kinds of issues, jobs and children and the pandemic and all kinds of things that are more central to what may be bringing people out instead of what you point out, this anti-Trump campaign when he's not even in office anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. And I got to quote my friend David Walsh this morning, who told me that the Virginia race gave Republicans the answers to the test on how to win. You don't complain about Trump, but don't involve him, because the issues that we just talked about are good issues for Republicans. On the other hand, the Democrats have overplayed their hand on Trump. People tend to not care after a while. He's been out of office for almost a year now, right? It's time to move on. And a lot of people do. There's not that there's not people within the Republican Party that still cling to Trump, but Trumpism, some of the issues are pretty popular. So with him not there, you know, Republicans do pretty well. Even my good Democratic friends say, hey, we're not motivated to come out because Trump's not at the top of the ticket anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't have 7 in 10 voters voted for Biden as a vote against Trump. I just saw that poll last week. So Trump's impact on the ticket as a drag to Republicans was huge, but now that's removed. Republicans do pretty well.
I want to ask you a question about Democrats in just a second here. We're going to play a soundbite from David Axelrod, political strategist, about who needs to come back into the Democratic Party for success in the next election. Pat Brady is joining us, the former chair of the Illinois Republican Party, political strategist himself. The Virginia upset you mentioned, Terry McAuliffe was the governor, upset in a shock, I think it's fair to say. Republican hasn't won in that state statewide since 2009. Then you look at the New Jersey race, also the closeness of that, a shock. Let me play something here, what David Axelrod said about the Democratic Party and the issues moving forward, who they need to attract, some of who they need to attract, and then get your take, Pat. Here's David Axelrod.
I want to make a point about the messages and how they're going to be read of this election. David Chalian talked earlier about 53% of the voters saying that the Democratic Party was too liberal, and Youngkin winning 75% of that vote. They each got the equal numbers of votes or percentages of votes from Republicans and Democrats, and Republicans and Democrats voted almost in equal numbers. But independents broke 9 points in favor of Youngkin, and that proved to be devastating. Just remember that Joe Biden, I think, won independents by 18 points.
Yeah.
So that is a real concern for Democrats.
What do you take away from that, Pat?
Hard to argue with the guy that got Barack Obama elected.
Right. He's a pretty smart guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's done pretty well for himself. So I will say, with all due respect, I completely agree with him, though, and that's always where it is. It's always the independents. It's the same in Illinois. The Democrats are going to vote for the Democrats. Republicans are going to vote for Republicans. But you need to get the independents, and those are the voters. That's why you can't go to the extremes on the other side. And part of the story that hasn't been talked about much today is some of these other initiatives, the far left initiatives that were on the ballot in New York, and even the defund police thing up in Minnesota, those all lost. They lost badly. So Democrats in the last year or so have just overreached on the far left agenda. The country's just not that far left. The Green New Deal, defund police, those are bad ideas. And the Democrats are kind of stuck with them. They need to get back and appeal to independent people that support law enforcement and like the environment, but don't believe some of the extreme measures that some of the extreme Democrats are proposing are going to work.
Also, looking at the numbers here, they're starting to break down the data. College grads heavily favored the Democrat, and non-college grads did not. They broke away for the Republican in Virginia. Blue-collar workers also strayed away, and those are two areas that the Democrats need to target moving forward. As you look at, I don't know, I don't think qualify as independents. Those are just a totally different demo in general that needs to break the other way.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Northern Virginia is it used to be red, and it's now highly educated, successful suburban women that actually came out heavily for Biden last time and didn't last night. Some came out for Youngkin, but just didn't come out like they did before. So I think that's another trend we can look at, and we can apply that to Illinois. To win in Illinois, you have to win those suburbs as you run, if you're running for governor or statewide. That's a lot of suburban women, and it appears that without Trump at the top of the ticket, they're willing to come back and vote for Republicans, and particularly in Illinois, in the suburbs, on the crime issue. And if the Democrats don't come up with better solutions, I think Republicans probably have a good year, even a state like Illinois. But remember, Illinois is a lot like New Jersey, right? You're not supposed to ever win as a Republican in New Jersey, and they had a huge night last night up and down the ticket.
A huge congrats to Michelle Wu, Chicago native, raised in Barrington, right? How about her? She's
amazing
life story. She ran a tea house on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago growing up. Her family did. Eventually, her mom went through some psychological issues. She had to, you know, take care of her younger sisters and rose to Harvard. And now she's the mayor of Boston. Pat, how about that?
Unbelievable. It really, Boston's a lot like Chicago in the history of, you know, who kind of dominated politics. And it certainly wasn't women of color, right? And for her to do that, it's just an amazing story. But, you know, I think hopefully people are looking beyond skin color and gender and starting to focus on issues. And that's what really matters in these races. And I think she's a great example.
Yes, she is. She wasn't. I didn't know much about her. I know that she was mentored by Elizabeth Warren, and she comes at it at politics from that perspective. She's a very smart woman with an amazing life story, and it's just interesting to see her background was right here. Her parents were immigrants, and the whole story like that. It's I guess you'd call her a rising star. I hadn't been following her, to be honest, until I saw that she won last night.
Yeah, I followed it a little bit, you know, just from a distance, but it she did win. But Massachusetts, another state, has a Republican governor, very popular Republican governor. So, I mean, there are ways that both sides can win, but that was the story of the night for me, too. I thought, like, wow, this is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Also pretty cool, you could probably play golf next week. Did you look at Skilling's forecast, Pat?
I talked to Skilling last time I was out there, and he's promised me I'm good through November. So
you'll get a few more days in. Yeah, no snow.
What are we going to talk about when golf's done? I'm going to have to do something else.
You'll be more available for me, Pat, which is sometimes an irritation. You're on the golf course, and I can't get a hold of you, and I'm trying to say, hey, we need somebody to come on. So that'll be good.
Don't tell anybody, but there were a couple times I did those interviews on the golf course.
I knew it. I'll take it anytime. Thank you, Pat. It's good talking to you.
Take care.